Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. There are things we make, and things we mean to make. A weekly podcast, anyone? A plan sketched in the mind before it ever touches the page, a pattern guiding the hand along long before the hand admits to it. We talk about design now as something visual, architecture, fashion, the clean lines of a well-made thing. But Uncle Will heard something else in the word, purpose, intention, sometimes a hint of strategy. And when William reaches for design, he isn't simply describing how something looks. He's asking, what is this for? The word design, and in Love's Labour's Lost and The Rape of Lucrece, begins to take on a life of its own. In Love's Labour's, we find ourselves in the court built on intention. The King of Navarre and his companions have sworn an oath to devote themselves to study, discipline, to the life of the mind. No distractions, no indulgences, and certainly no women. Which, of course, in Uncle Will's world, guarantees the exact opposite. By Act 4, the carefully constructed world of reason has begun to unravel under the pressure of attraction, vanity, and base human desire. Letters are written, secrets are carried, and beneath all of it lies the question, are these men truly guided by reason, or by something they haven't quite admitted to? It is here, in the language of affection and ambition, that we hear, in the procured letter from Don Armado to the object of his affection, a design.
Shall I command thy love? I may. Shall I enforce thy love? I could. Shall I entreat thy love? I will. What shalt thou exchange for rags, robes, for tittles, titles, for thyself, me? Thus, expecting thy reply, I profane my lips on thy foot, my eyes on thy picture, and my heart on thy every part. Thine in the dearest design of industry, Don Adriano de Armado.
And then in The Rape of Lucrece, the word darkens. This is no comedy of errors, but rather a tragedy of will. After being raped by Tarquin, Lucrece sends for her husband, Colentine, concealing the identity of her attacker until they arrive. Overwhelmed by shame, yet determined to seek justice, she prepares to reveal the truth, but first demands that the assembled nobles swear to avenge her wrong. William writes, "But ere I name him, you fair lords," quoth she, speaking to those that came with Colentine, "shall plight your honorable faiths to me with swift pursuit to venge this wrong of mine. For 'tis a meritorious, fair design to chase injustice with revengeful arms. Knights, by their oaths, should right poor ladies' harms." Now the roots of design reach back through the Middle English, designen, a verb meaning to mark out or to plan, via the Old French, designer, ultimately from the Latin, designare. D, meaning out or distinctly, and signare, to mark. To design was, first and foremost, to designate, to point something out, to set a course, to define an intention. But it's here, perched at his writing desk, that William deigns to redesign design, or at least alter it a bit. For centuries, design lived quite happily and primarily as a verb, something you do. William begins to treat it as a thing, a noun. From William's quill onward, the noun flourished like a tender, tended bloom in a well-designed garden. By the 17th and 18th centuries, design expands into art, engineering, and aesthetics. And speaking of outcomes, as if by design, our time seems to be up. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.